I know something's there. I feel it inside, changing my heart, my second mind choices.
Happy New Year's from all of the Calhoun family to you. Stay tuned as we improve our YouTube channel this year with onboard mixes for future albums in 2024.
Saw the world grappling with the end of the Cold War and the beginning of the Gulf War. Amidst this, the music scene was dominated by a gritty, raw sound echoing from the Pacific Northwest. Grunge, led by bands like Nirvana and Pearl Jam, was not just a musical style, but a cultural movement. It reflected a disillusionment with the world, a sense of angst and rebellion that resonated with youth worldwide, offering an outlet to express their frustration and fear about the conflicts around them. Parallel to the rise of grunge, the Christian music scene was experiencing its own revolution. Artists like Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant were bringing a contemporary sound to Christian music, blending it with pop and rock and thus broadening its appeal. This music provided a sense of solace and hope, a spiritual refuge in a world marred by conflict. As the decade progressed, so did the conflicts. The Rwandan genocide, the Balkan Wars, the First Chechen War, all left deep scars on the global psyche. Yet, music continued to play a pivotal role. Hip-hop, with its roots in African and Latin American communities, rose to prominence. Artists like Tupac Shakur and the Notorious Big used their rhymes to shed light on societal issues, including racism, poverty, and violence. Their lyrics were a call to action, stirring listeners to question and challenge the status quo. Christian music too evolved, with bands like DC Talk and Jars of Clay infusing their tracks with alternative rock and folk influences. Their lyrics dealt with issues of faith, doubt, love, and loss, providing a nuanced perspective on the human experience amidst global tumult. The 1990s drew to a close with the world on the cusp of a new millennium, filled with both apprehension and hope. The music of this decade, both mainstream and Christian, had served as a soundtrack to these times, reflecting and shaping people's responses to the world conflicts. In essence, the 1990s were a testament to the profound influence of music on society. Grunge expressed the angst and rebellion of a generation disillusioned with the world. Hip-hop shed light on societal issues, provoking thought and action. Christian music provided solace and hope, offering a spiritual perspective on the world's trials. All these genres, in their own unique ways, influenced the global response to the conflicts of the time. Whether it's the raw energy of grunge, the poignant narratives of hip-hop, or the comforting melodies of Christian music, each has the power to shape perspectives, to provoke thought, and to inspire action. And in doing so, they affirm the extraordinary power of music in influencing our response to world conflicts.
Was a decade of musical revolution. The echoes of this era are still felt today, influencing modern artists and continuing to resonate with fans around the globe. So here's to the 90s, a decade that truly rocked.
The future that will last. Find the time.
Revelation. A long-awaited breakaway thunders media sent to resonate through the airwaves, bringing a blossoming array of global influences from the spiritual to the extraordinary. Exclusively for our avid listeners, we have a surprise for you. First of the year, stay tuned.
Colors and the birth of the music video, a decade that still echoes in the melodies we listen to today. But today, we're not just taking a trip down memory lane. We are going to explore the realm of 1980s Christian music, a genre that saw a boom during this vibrant era. So, prepare to immerse yourself in the soothing harmonies and uplifting messages that define this decade in Christian music. Starting off our countdown at number 10, we have the iconic band, Petra. Known for their punchy rock sound and powerful lyrics, Petra's More Power to Yah was the anthem of Christian youth in the early 80s, a testament to the band's ability to blend faith and rock. Moving down to number 9, we have Amy Grant's El Shaddai. This song, with its beautiful melody and heartfelt lyrics, captured the hearts of many, becoming a classic that transcends time. At number 8, we find Awesome God by Rich Mullins. This song, with its simple yet profound message, became a staple in numerous worship settings, a testament to Mullins' songwriting prowess. Coming in at number 7, we have He's Alive by Don Francisco. This song tells the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in a compelling and melodious way, a harmonious blend of storytelling and faith. At number 6, we have The Champion by Carmen. This dramatic narrative song paints a vivid picture of the spiritual battle between good and evil, demonstrating Carmen's unique approach to Christian music. Moving down to the coveted top 5, at number 5, we have Friends by Michael W. Smith. A heartwarming song of friendship and faith, it remains a favorite among Christian music lovers. At number 4, we have Rise Again by Dallas Holm. This song, with its powerful message of hope and resurrection, resonated with many, becoming a beacon of light in a world filled with darkness. Number 3 brings us Praise the Lord by The Imperials. A call to worship and a declaration of faith, this song encapsulates the spirit of Christian music. And now, the final 2. At number 2, we have Thy Word by Amy Grant. A beautiful testament of faith in God's word, this song showcases Grant's talent for creating music that touches the soul. Finally, at number 1, we have Via Dolorosa by Sandy Caddy. This poignant song about the journey of Jesus to the cross, with its stirring melody and powerful vocals, stands at the top of our countdown. In summary, the 1980s were a remarkable time for Christian music, with artists like Petra, Amy Grant, and Sandy Caddy leading the charge. These songs, with their uplifting messages and soothing melodies, not only defined a decade, but have also stood the test of time. So whether you're a fan of Christian music or just a music enthusiast, these songs offer a unique glimpse into a fascinating era of music history. And remember, music isn't just...
In a world of uncertainty, where hope seems hard to find, there is a God who reigns above with promises divine. God's promises of God will never depart. God's promises remain through sunshine and through rain. Jesus will never let us go, with love that will always show. Jesus will never let us go, with a love for us all. No matter what we face, the Spirit of grace remains. The Spirit faithful in every way. The word of promises are always true. So let us trust in promises of God, and hold on tight to His word. For in love we find our strength, forever and evermore.
Jaw-dropping revelation, the Alien Mummies saga takes center stage as scientists claim to have unearthed mysterious beings with a whopping 30% of their DNA classified as unknown. Spearheaded by the controversial journalist and UFO enthusiast Jose Jamie Mawson, a team of scientists conducts a groundbreaking DNA analysis on the allegedly non-human remains, sending shockwaves through the scientific community. These alien mummies have become a focal point of speculation and intrigue, with the genetic material perplexingly diverging from any known species on Earth. Findings suggest a potential extraterrestrial origin, challenging our fundamental understanding of life and its diversity. The enigma surrounding this discovery fuels debates on the existence of unidentified life forms and the implications for our place in the cosmos. As the scientific community grapples with the implications, the story unfolds like a riveting sci-fi plot, blurring the lines between fiction and reality. The mysterious 30% unknown DNA opens the door to a myriad of questions, sparking imaginations and leaving us to ponder the possibility that these alien mummies might be a key to unlocking the secrets of our cosmic neighbors. The implications of this discovery are profound, opening new avenues for exploration and speculation in the ever-evolving narrative of extraterrestrial life. revival that echoes the glory days of the 80s. Iconic band.
With the crackle of fire, with my family tree.
Doing right now, after all I said I was going in with my knowledge base.
The stones for losing the search, I've just turned out the top toes of the search. When I can't even fit this, the great despair to find the trap within everywhere. Before hitting out in the only places, the heart with cards hitting catacombs on the foundations of secret places. Some bulls did it up, tell us who you know. Disclosure made me plain, so we can see what this infects me. Some bulls did it up, tell us who you know. Disclosure make it plain, so we can see what the secrets mean. Some bulls did it up, tell us who you know. Disclosure make it plain, so we can see what the secrets mean. Say he gave up the stones for losing the search of the turned out the tall toes of the search. When I can't even think this the great despair to find the trap within every way of affording your only places to hold.